Temperatures in the northern plains, upper Midwest, and Canada's prairies will be bouncing around quite a bit for another few days, but early next week we'll see a more persistence of warmer biased conditions. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Today will still be a little bit chilly in the northeastern half to two-thirds of the region. Single digits and teens are likely in those areas. We will see some 20-degree readings from south central portions of North Dakota through much of central and southeastern South Dakota, and warmer weather will be prevailing farther to the west. Tomorrow, we'll see the temperatures warm up nicely. 20s and 30s will be common throughout our listening area. We'll expect to see the temperatures starting to cool down again, though, on Saturday, with teens and 20s more common. There will be a few lower 30s near the Iowa and Nebraska borders. On Sunday, we'll return to warmer biased conditions with 20s and 30s likely. We'll see Monday warmer still with 30s and even some 40s likely. There will also be a few upper 20s still lingering in northern Minnesota and parts of northern North Dakota. As we get into Tuesday, more 30 and 40 degree temperatures are likely. Wednesday of next week, just a tad bit cooler in the north, but still very pleasant for this time of the year. Low temperatures at night are expected to be a little bit nippy once in a while. Tomorrow morning, not quite as cold as today. We'll see positive negative single digits across the majority of the region, a few double digit readings near the Missouri River, and we'll expect to see Saturday morning's temperatures running in the teens across a big part of the region, with a few lower 20s in the south and a few upper single-digit readings in the northwest part of the area. On Sunday, more negative and positive single-digit readings are likely. We'll probably see more teens on Monday morning and again on Tuesday as well, with a few lower 20s. So you can tell we're trying to warm up here, but having a little bit of difficulty as weak weather systems push through the region. Those weak weather systems will at least attempt to produce a little bit of light precipitation across the area as well. Right now, it looks like the next opportunity for a little bit of snowfall for the region will be on Friday going into early Saturday. During that time period, periods of snow and snow flurry activity will take place. We do not expect it to accumulate very well, but there may be a handful of locations that come up with upwards to an inch and a half. Northern Minnesota and a few spots in North Dakota may be more favored for those accumulations. Outside of that, though, there won't be much other precipitation that's organized. There will be a little bit of light snow again in the northeast part of North Dakota and northern Minnesota as we get into Monday. In the meantime, in South America, a week of unsettled weather is coming up for Argentina, followed by a ridge of high pressure that'll bring warm and dry biased conditions back to the nation. And in Brazil, alternating periods of rain and sunshine will continue, and that may keep the early soybean harvest pace rather slow. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.